Blog Talk Radio.
Messages coming through right now. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, it's the ladies' night and we're feeling right and it's the ladies' night. Oh, what a night. But first, this program is sponsored by P4P Musco. Yeah, I said it right because I can. One drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you're a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation like concrete or cement to stand on, yeah, I stand on that. Not when it's wet or nothing like that, but anywho. And a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream. Don't you dare say it's cute. Just keep going.
We must
keep
go going. Now. Hey, Des, give me a sec. Give me a sec. Can I have a sec? Yeah, I know it's ladies' night,
you
but
can, have a sec.
Can a guy get a... Yeah, okay, anyway. And now let's talk. Hey, Des, how you doing?
Well, we've got the... I am good. And it's good to be here tonight. It's good to have the ladies' room on ladies' night going on. Although, I do have a confession to make. If I can have a second to make a confession. Can I make a confession, Kaylin?
Touche.
So I'm going to make a confession, and actually this is, it pains me to do it, but because I am a good sport and I am an advocate of P4P muscle, I was sharing the protein with my sister earlier this week. She is on her own weight loss journey, and she has lost 10 pounds in this last month, so yay for her. That's right. And she typically does not like protein, and so I gave her a sample pack of Snickerdoodle, and she tasted it, yes, and she loved it, as much as it pains me to say this, but it's good. It's just good for the brand. And she loved it. Doesn't mean I'm conceding chocolate yet, so don't go there. But what she said was, this is the first time she drank protein that didn't taste like protein. It tasted like she was drinking a cookie. So there you have
yes.
it.
Sounds
have
so
it.
Beautiful. And I'm so glad you shared that, everyone, even the social medium.
Yes, even on the social medium. But my son, who is a diehard strawberry protein drinker, and P4P does not have strawberry, so I usually have to go outside of that and go to another brand that I like. This time he asked for chocolate, so I've got a little bit of both going on in my life right now. See, there
that
we
mama
go.
Know he still loves. There's nothing wrong with that.
For,
it was Valentine's Day and your birthday, so I can fight.
It was, and one for chocolate. So there we go. So I digress. That's my confession. There you have it. So ladies' room.
Well, for mom, your birthday
yes.
and, come on, Valentine's Day, he loves you. That's his best way to say it. He didn't get you flowers, so he got you chocolate, okay?
No, he's my 18-year-old son. He does not love his mother that much, but he does love his mother enough to ask her to buy him chocolate protein. So there we have it. There we have it. Although I do have a great kid. I do have a great kid. I have three great kids. But I digress. This is not about my three great kids. This is Ladies' Room on Ladies' Night, and we have two fab, beautiful ladies with us tonight. We have Loretta Ward, and we have Misty Stoll.
Good
day. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Loretta. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We're loving having you back. Yep. So last ladies' room, if you guys remember, we had Loretta and Brenda Ray on with us talking about a multitude of topics, one of them being fit shaming. And we had so many questions, we did not get through everything. So we were bringing the ladies back tonight. Loretta could join us. Brenda couldn't, but Misty could, and we're so excited to have her. But for any of our new listeners, I'm going to ask both of these ladies to go ahead and give a brief introduction of themselves, and then we will get on with the discussion. Misty, why don't we go ahead and start with you?
Okay, great. Well, first, again, thank you so much for having me on again. I enjoy talking with you and learning from you as well. Let's see, I am military spouse. We kind of travel all over. We're always in a new place 2 to 3 years, even sometimes a year. So I visited many gyms. I am a mother of 5, amazing kids too, of course, 4 boys, 1 girl, and I am a personal trainer and prep coach. Just earned my pro cards this year, so I am excited to get on that pro stage coming this summer. So those are my plans right now and a little bit about me, and that's really about it.
Wow.
Awesome. Loretta?
I feel like I'm trying to live Misty's life, except I can't fulfill the 5 kids part. So I have 1 daughter who's 10 years old, and she actually makes her pee-for-pee shakes with the chocolate protein and Ovaltine. So she does get
Yay!
A little sugar, but it's kind of like a happy place for me and her, so we're good.
Still getting her taste buds.
Yes, and I'm a military wife as well. I'm a prep coach as well. I'm a professional figure competitor as well. And, yeah, like I said, I'm trying to live Misty's life, just not with the 5 kids right now.
I'm trying to live your life, girl. It's all good. And
you're
just
amazing,
to put
Misty.
My little – oh, no. Well, we'll see how they all are when they're older, and then we'll talk about that. But my older boys, I'm gonna say this, their favorite P4P protein powder is cinnamon bun. I gotta give it to them.
Ah,
I mean, they know their stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's one
yep.
of my favorites.
There you go.
And I'm with True Life Fitness on Facebook, and that's True with just a TRU, no E, and Loretta Ward on IG. If anyone wants to look me up.
All right. Cool. So we have lots of muscle on the show tonight, and we've already got questions rolling in. I know Laura is out there, and she's wondering if we're going to be covering any of the topics that we covered on the last show, and the answer is yes. We are still here to answer any and all of your questions. So even if they have to do with fit shaming, please send them in. We want to continue to talk about that. Any issues that you might have, or just questions about competing, or whatever happens to be on your mind, send it in to us, and hopefully if we have enough time, we will get to all of them, and if we don't, we'll just have ladies' night again, and, you know, maybe it'll just become a staple, and it'll just be, I'm calling it ladies' night, ladies' room, girls' room, whatever we want to call it. Kaylin's got me started on this track, but it's good, it's okay. So, and actually, we have one of the questions that just came in. I'll go ahead and ask it, and then Loretta will start with you to answer, and then Misty will have you follow up with your thoughts on it. But
okay.
The question is, and I think this is from Laura as well, is how do you avoid the stalkers in the gym and then go about keeping your membership at the same time if you report them? Loretta?
Oh, is it me? I'm sorry. I thought it was for Misty. I thought I was
No, we're going to start with you. We'll go with her.
I apologize
That's okay.
for the silence here. I was waiting for Misty to jump in. Goodness, that's definitely a good question. And there are, you know, I've had friends that I've worked with in the gym, trained with, who have had men that have followed them around and have harassed them. And I don't know what it is about me, but I guess I kind of stand my ground or have my husband there looming over. I don't really have any gym stalkers, and I haven't had that problem. But I do feel that you need to make it your place, your home. And the gym is for everybody, but you shouldn't let anyone else, you know, impede on your place to de-stress, to work on yourself and your goals. And so if you've reported them and nothing's done, then I would just report them again and request, you know, that you have a meeting with the management to resolve it, because nobody should feel like that in their gym. That's really where you're coming to decompress, where you're coming to work on yourself, and that should not be an issue.
Misty?
Very true. Oh, hell no. That does not belong in the gym. So I have absolutely no problem even going up to the guy and being like, oh, I'm so sorry, wait, you are so out of line. And then I'll go to the manager. But I actually have had a couple instances here in Texas. We came to Texas. I got a nice new Jeep. I'm loving it. Black, just my black beauty. Anyway, I park it all the way out in the parking lot, so of course it doesn't get hit. Well, the next few nights I'm getting notes on my windshield, but they're not saying who they are. So of course, without knowing, and sometimes I leave the gym late in this parking lot, so I of course had to move my Jeep up. Never knew who actually was leaving the notes, just friendly notes, but it still kind of worried me because they knew what car I was driving. So I actually just had to move my Jeep up a little closer. But one night before I actually ended up doing this, I'm walking to my Jeep and there is a car about four spots over, and the gentleman, well, a man, comes out of the car and comes over towards me. Hi, Misty. And I see him at the gym all the time. He's a regular, so I didn't think anything of it until he got close to me and my Jeep, but close enough to where I couldn't get into my car. And so that, I didn't like that. But I'm out here by myself, and I guess I should probably say, you know, I got a little scared, although, you know, I think I could handle my own. But, absolutely. He talked. He asked a few questions, and I told him I had to go. He did let me go, and I did get in my Jeep. But you better believe that next morning I went into the gym where I work, and I told the management about this gentleman. He is no longer in the gym, which I don't have a problem with, because I find that that was just out of line to make me feel uncomfortable that I could not get into my car. I have no problem if it is in the gym and someone is kind of harassing me. I have no problem being confrontational and telling them straight up right there. Now, if it happens again, then I go to the management, no questions asked. How do I get people to not harass me in the gym, I think was one of the first questions. I think what's hard for me is I feel like I'm a very friendly person. I've been known to be called the Walmart greeter because I'm in the gym and I know the same people. So you say hi, of course, right? But when I put my headphones on, you go into the zone. My biggest thing is I just don't make eye contact with anybody. I think, just not making eye contact, not smiling, which is really hard for me to not smile at people, helps a lot to let them know, okay, she means business right now. Let's talk to her later. So.
Gotcha. Kaylin, I think you had some thoughts.
Yeah, and this is coming from the guy that gets to listen to all the crap that's said in the men's locker room that you ladies don't get to hear. And one of the things that I know is that it's a big thing about control. These guys are in very poor control of themselves, and so they basically try to find dominance or whatever they can find in other people, most of the time women in the gym, because the guys have pretty much kicked their butt. But it's basically putting you out of sorts to where you can't be yourself, so they can feel like they have something on you or over you or whatever it is to make them feel more of the man they're lacking in themselves. And it's really sad to say that, but it doesn't get better by doing nothing. Like Misty said, to get up in their face, you know, because in this day and age of social media, everybody's worried about how they look instead of how they feel. And like she was saying, if she's uncomfortable, then you don't look good because you don't feel good. And we need to, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable. There's going to be that, you know, somebody's going to make the remark that you really don't want to hear, you know, oh, she's a bee in the gym and, you know, don't talk to her or whatever. But if you're in the gym to seriously do some work, then that really doesn't matter anyway. But like I said, in the younger generations in this day and age, it's all about appearance and how many people actually, and I put this in air quotes, like you. And we need to be more careful because the outcome could be really, really bad if it's allowed to go on.
Mm-hmm. Here, here. And I, you know, I just to tag in real quick, so we've already got some more questions coming in, is I'm a lot like Misty when I'm in the gym. And a lot of times I'm there really late because I work out after my kids. I probably even shouldn't be sharing this on the air, so I'll just leave it. But I am there by myself in late hours, and a lot of the time I'm just very much earbuds in, head down. I don't make eye contact. I don't give people a chance to talk to me because at that point I'm there for myself anyway. I'm not there in a coaching capacity, and I'm really, even though this might sound wrong, I'm not there to be helpful. I'm there for me, and that's my time to quickly get what I need to get done and then move on with things. Now, any other time I'm in the gym, you know, if I'm not there on my own business, I'm more than happy to answer questions, this, that, and the next thing. But most times I don't give people a chance to talk to me, and they don't. If you don't make eye contact with you, very few of them will go out of their way to bump you and try and set up a conversation. At least that's the way
yes.
that I've experienced
mm-hmm.
it. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing.
Oh, okay. Very good. So our next question actually takes us back more onto the fit shaming topic that we started with. And it basically says that, you know, the insults can be hurtful. And sometimes the gal who's asking the question, she loses her focus. You know, how do you get past what people are saying in order to maintain what it is that you're, or focus on what it is that you're there to do? Misty, why don't we go ahead and start with you?
I'll have to be honest. I didn't hear the last episode of the fit shaming, so I don't know if this was brought up. But I've had a lot of experience with actually women who do the fit shaming towards me.
Sure.
I'll just give you a couple examples. I happened to be at a church activity, a church out of all places, activity. And, of course, you know, there is food. Of course, anytime you get together, of course, there's going to be food. Well, me knowing this, I knew to eat beforehand. That way I wouldn't need to eat anything. Not a big deal, but I wanted to be there to be social. So as I'm finding a seat, I'm walking behind what I thought was a friend. Another girl comes and stops her and says, wow, look at all those cookies. And her, not knowing I'm behind her, says, oh, girl, I'm not Misty. I eat cookies. And I just thought, oh, I didn't know it was a bad thing to not eat cookies every day. You know, I mean, if anyone knows me, they know I eat some good stuff. but I just choose to not eat it every day. And that was really hard for me. I like to be in an environment where women empower each other. We help each other. We motivate one another. And to put another woman down because she's trying to be healthy, I think is absolutely absurd. I think one of my first experiences with this, and I honestly didn't know how to handle it then, it was after baby number 4, and I finally started to get into learning how to eat and exercising to lose the weight. And it was my son's soccer practice, and I remember sitting outside with a bunch of ladies, the moms, you know, we all sit out there and we all talk, and there's a concession stand, and we get our popcorn and we get our sodas, and we're just chatting and talking and watching the game or the practice. Well, during this time, I was starting to do my, you know, transition, my getting healthy. And so I stopped getting the popcorn and the drinks. And, you know, no one really said anything until practice time came around and I wasn't sitting anymore because I was up and I would go run the track. And they kind of asked and, you know, didn't say much until maybe around 8 weeks and they could notice that I'm losing weight and I'm not eating. And sitting around the circle, it got smaller and smaller. So one day I couldn't even put my chair to sit in the little circle anymore. You know, just hearing one of them, I later kind of moved my chair, just kind of stood out of the way. And I hear them say, oh, she thinks she's too good for us now. So it was a new thing for me. I was just trying to better myself. My goal is to, you know, be a better mother, to have the energy to run with my kids. I couldn't even run, you know, and practice soccer with my kids. So, you know, my sister would always tell me, just smile and wave, you know, because I think it's hard for me, especially with women. You get the men who fit shame you in the gym about lifting and saying things like, are you sure you should be lifting that heavy? You get that. But then I can chalk that up a lot easier than I can when women do it to each other. You know, the whole reason why I wanted to get into this was just to motivate other women to be, you know, to help other women gain control and to be healthy. So that saddens me when it comes to other women doing it to women.
Well, and Loretta, before I have you go ahead and give your perspective, I'm gonna change this up just a little bit because we have a question from Vivian, and she wants to know how to deal with, we'll still call it fit shaming, but from family members during the holidays. So still the same topic, but a little different twist. What are your thoughts on how to navigate your way through that?
Yes, definitely. For me personally, I have family members that kind of cater to me, so I'm very lucky. But I've had quite a few clients and friends who have not had the same situation in their family, where they are in a certain culture that feels that they don't look as good now that they've dropped some pounds, now that they're leaner. But my family's been very, very supportive. What I do tell my clients, especially those that are just starting out, is to make your goal and include everybody close to you. Because a lot of times your friends, your family, those around you are feeling like they're on the outside looking in and they're not really included in your success and your goal. And so I tell my clients when they're getting started to sit down with their significant other, sit down with their best friends and say, this is what I want to do and I really need your support. I really need your help through this. Whether it's encouragement, going to the gym with me, just being, you know, mentally supportive, showing me love, whatever it might be. And that really helps a lot. So if you start your journey out that way, you're letting those people kind of share your joys and successes with you. And so I think that helps a lot. A lot of people think that it's selfish. You're taking this time from your kids. You're taking this time from your family, you're not letting your family enjoy these holiday experiences with you. And you have to maybe sit down with them if they're really giving you grief about it and let them know that it's not selfish. Honestly, what's really selfish is the mother or the family member that is putting on 10, 20 pounds during the holidays and risking their life from a heart attack over the holidays and risking their health and their time they could be spending with their kids and the future of their children. So in the big scheme of things, it's not selfish at all you're teaching your kids a lot of valuable skills, and you're showing yourself and your family what you're capable of. So I would just recommend that somebody, you know, just try to sit down face to face with those family members that maybe aren't being supportive and express to them how they feel about, you know, what they're trying to accomplish.
Those are all good points. And the only thing I would add to that, too, is sometimes you just have to be patient. Sometimes it just takes time. I know in my own household, it was, you know, probably a good couple of years before my mother really jumped on board. You know, before she jumped on board, it was always, you don't eat enough. Why are you doing this to yourself? You need to eat. You need to eat. You need to eat. And I'm like, I do eat. I actually eat quite a bit. I just don't eat the way that you're used to me eating. And now the case is, you know, she still fixes what she wants to fix at holidays, but it's, you know, I'm going to have this. What can I include for you? Is there anything additional? Do you want me to have this? Do you want me to have that? What do you want to bring? And that's the other thing, too. If you're able to bring a dish that works better for you in the whole scheme of holiday eating, bring it. And maybe you'll introduce somebody to, you know, maybe a healthier option for something or a different way of eating or who knows. But there's different ways to work it in. Like Loretta said, have the conversation. Give it time or just participate and bring your own things. Misty, did you have any other thoughts on that?
No, those are all great points, and that's pretty much, you know, what I've experienced. And I think it helps, too, when they see the end goal. You know, they know my goal is to stand on stage. And when they see it, I think it all makes sense to them.
And when they start making changes in their own lives, because it won't happen for everybody in your family, but you start, as long as you're consistent with your lifestyle, you'd be surprised at who's paying attention, and then they eventually start making little changes on their own, and then the light bulb kind of goes on, and they get it. But it doesn't happen for everybody, but it happens sometimes, and it's always, I think, such a blessing when it does. I'm going to jump back for a second. We got a question from Sydney, and she wants to know how important we think having video cameras are or video security is in a gym for women's safety. And, you know, Misty, I'll turn this over to you first, but in saying as a former gym owner, I think video is an absolute must. I'm not sure if everyone agrees, but we'll find out what you guys think. Misty, what are your thoughts?
I do. I fully agree with my experiences, not only in the gym, but out on the parking lot is huge. because, you know, when the gym is open late or if it is open 24 hours, you know, women are working different hours. There are nurses, you know, there are moms who put their kids into bed or us trainers who are there training clients late and then leaving alone late. I think that cameras are huge, not only in the gym, but out in that parking lot, absolutely.
All
yes,
right,
I
Loretta.
Agree. And I personally never thought too much about cameras, but my husband is military background, and he is like Mr. Safety about everything. So when we brought our daughter to a new gym, I first noticed it where he'll look around and he'll say, cameras, okay, I like this place. You know, and so he's very observant of that. And so I do realize that it's kind of imperative in our day and age for women's safety, for sure.
Okay,
children's
very
safety.
Good. I think just safety all around. I mean, men also, things happen in gyms, especially 24-hour gyms, which are the latest rave, and I love 24/7 gyms. So, you know, you just have to have them because things get stolen, people pass out. When I was a gym owner, I had an instance where I had a member that died in the gym because of cardiac arrest. And, you know, so you do need video proof for lots of different things, but, you know, just an example. And the unfortunate part about that incident was he had already lost 80 pounds, but he was still almost pushing 400 pounds. So young man, young family. But anyway, I digress. Long answer to a short question, yes, to video cameras. We have a question from Sam here. And she has lost 50 pounds and really wasn't around her family during that whole time. But now that she is in more constant contact with them, she's saying that the things that they say to her are very hurtful. A lot of the questions that they ask her, she didn't go into specifics there, but she's just saying that she knows what they're asking is out of ignorance. But she's like, I mean, am I wrong, or this should be a pretty happy time for me that I lost this 50 pounds, or is there something here that she's missing because of the reaction that she's getting? Loretta, why don't we go ahead and start with you?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's body shaming in so many different ways, and so I'm sure she experienced some fat shaming and now possibly fit shaming from her own family, from those that, you know, should love and support her. So it should be a very, very happy time in her life. And, you know, what I would recommend is really your body's changing, your mindset's changing, your perception's changing, and it's natural to want to defend yourself, but really if you're happy with yourself and you know that you've came a long way mentally and physically, then there's nothing that you can do about those outside influences. And so,
yes,
you know, the only one that can change your mentality and change your emotions is you. And so, unfortunately, those of us that are fit, and those of us that are fat, and those of us that are any which way, have to deal with negative perceptions. And a lot of times it's women. A lot of times it's people that are close to us. A lot of times it's people that are family. And that's what hurts the most. But really, if you're having a sense of self-love and accomplishment, you just can't let it bother you, because again, I feel like people just don't feel like they're included. There's a sense of jealousy and not inclusion.
Yes.
And they may be wanting to go through the same thing themselves, but see you doing it first. Or they're not used to your new transformation and it might take them some time. But don't let that get you down.
Awesome. Misty, any thoughts for Sam on how she should respond to her family?
Absolutely, Loretta. Those are great. First of all, congratulations on the loss of 50 pounds. That is amazing. Don't stop. Keep going. Very proud of you. You know, the only thing I can think of when she says family, I'm not sure if she's talking aunts, uncles, husband, or kids. When I was doing my first transformation and trying to eat better, I was with my family, of course, my kids. And so instead of making a meal for me and my children, we'd make the same meal. And I'd talk to them about my carb, my protein, you know, my essential fats, and, of course, the vegetables. And so I tried to involve them as much as I could. I wanted to make sure, especially with my daughter, that I wasn't saying, oh, we're not eating that. Oh, we're not, you know, I wanted to make sure that they were involved. And, you know, it was when my four-year-old at the dinner table asked, you know, hey, Mom, what's my carb on my plate? And so I think maybe trying to get them involved, if you're talking about your family that you are living with and cooking for and things like that. But like Loretta said, absolutely. I mean, you're doing a great job. You are finding you. You are reaching your goals. And so it is important to not stop that because of what other influences around you are saying or treating you.
All right, very good. Carla wants to know, and I'm still going to put this open to both of you. There may come a time when we're running short on time, and I may just start having one or the other answer questions. But for both of you, Carla wants to know how you can spot that fake friend who is, you know, encouraging to you to your face, but then fit-shaming you behind your back like the gal who eats cookies even though you don't. You.
So what was the question? What do you do? Or how do you spot them?
How do you spot the fake friend? And I don't know that that's any different than normal life, but I'm interested to hear your perspective.
It's hard. You am a person who gives everybody, you know, a fair shot. I mean, I don't want to look at somebody and say, oh, I'm not going to be friends with them because they're going to not like me or fit shame me or anything. But I think just like anything in life, I think the truth always comes out. You know, when they're two-faced, you will definitely see the other side. Am I on guard a little bit? Yeah, you know, because it, you know, you hear someone say that in front of you, a friend that you thought, you know, was your friend, it hurts. It does. But, you know, it's important to surround yourself with others that are actually, you know, going through it as well. And that's huge. Because you know that they're involved, they're doing it, they're living that life as well. And so I like to surround myself with motivating and positive people. And then, you know, truth will always come out, and you still be kind, forgiving, but know that you basically can't trust that friend.
All right, Loretta, anything to add?
I completely agree with her. I've dealt with this in some instances where you know that certain friend is, you know, it seems so trivial. It seems so trivial to say this out loud, but that certain friend is not liking any Facebook picture of yours. You know, they're not liking or complimenting you on your successes. And that's hard to take because you do want that support where you're having strangers, people at the gym, you know, friending you and saying you're so motivating to them and asking you questions. And I love trying to help others succeed. So when someone close to me is, you know, you're sensing that they're being that way, it is disheartening. But again, you just go on and do what you do.
Yep, absolutely.
Kaylin, what have you got on this one?
Well, there are telltale signs, like Loretta was saying. And the one that I always can spot real quick is if you post some great news, they have the negative response or the reminder of what you came from or something that takes away the value of the good news you're sharing. So if you were to say, you know, I had a client that lost 20 pounds, and you'll see the comment that says, oh, remember when you weighed 50 pounds more than you should have? Boy, if you remember, I used to make fun of that. That was sure funny. You remember that time? Like, or it'll be where you share a good event, and they won't say, you know, great job, or, you know, it's something good or something positive. They'll say something like, oh, I wish I had been there. You know, you didn't invite me. You know, it's almost like the Debbie Downer enters the room whenever you see a comment from them. And these are the ones that are basically looking to ruin everything. Because like Loretta was saying, it's just their heart isn't in a good spot. And, you know, they're suffering from something. And you become the focus of all the negative because you have so much positive. And, you know, opposites do attract in that arena. And sadly, you become the target, which is not right, but it does happen.
And sometimes it's family, and what can you do? Because they're not liking any of your posts on your success either for one reason or another. Maybe they're not as lean, listen to me talk. Maybe they have weight they want to lose. and you're the one losing it, or they don't agree that you're on stage in a bikini because they have a little more conservative stance on women's apparel than what you do, or whatever the reason may be. And they still love you dearly, but they are not going to support you outwardly one way or the other. So it comes in all shapes and sizes. So that question was from Carla. We now have a question from Clara, who she's going to flip the script a little bit with this one. She wants to know that, can a woman become too muscular that fitness shaming is warranted? And in reading this, I think she's coming from the perspective of natural versus enhanced. So I guess the question is there ever a situation or scenario where fitness shaming is warranted? A woman is just too muscular. Misty, we'll start with you.
Well, my first reaction is absolutely not. You know, I am not in control over what people want their bodies to look like. Just, you know, because someone, you know, is using drugs or to enhance their muscle, you know, just because I choose not to and I choose to do it the natural way, I am not going to shame somebody for choosing to do something else. I have friends that do, and I love them to death. They are great people, and I think that's what's key there, you know. I, for one, would that would kind of be like, for me, I guess, shaming someone if I thought they were just too obese. But I can't do that. That's just not in me. I don't think fit shaming for anything, or even if a girl is too muscular, just because I choose not to be like that doesn't mean that I have any right to do the shaming towards her. No.
Loretta?
I do agree with Misty, and there is no place for fit shaming anywhere, and most of it's on social media. Everyone has a social media fingerprint that's going to be there way after they are, and when you're just posting negative stuff on there all day because you have nothing better to do, there's just no place for it. Regardless of what you think is too muscular for a woman, I mean, somebody might think I'm too muscular for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not muscular compared to quite a few of the bodybuilders that I know that are female. And so that's really all relative. And what's beautiful to somebody is different for somebody else. So there will never be a place for shaming somebody because they like a little more muscle than somebody else. And, of course, I promote drug-free bodybuilding and steroid-free bodybuilding, and I hope that those people that are not going the natural route do know the risks, but it's not going to help the situation, help their self-worth if you fit shame them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Kaylin, what say you on this? Oh, go ahead.
I feel I definitely have to agree with the ladies, because we have to get to the mindset, and you know how I feel about natural athletes and natural lifestyles. So, you know, I guess people were thinking that I would jump on the bandwagon of saying, well, yeah, these ones we can. And I'm still saying no, because, you know, I remember the guy that we had about with all the synthol injections and basically had calcified the muscle in his arms and his biceps and triceps. And they said, well, if somebody had spoken to him, I said, but yeah, you're talking about two different arenas. One is dealing with a mental issue, and then another one is dealing with the public dealing with an issue. You know, and I think we have confused that. Sometimes, you know, we start off with the right premise, but it ends up in a whole different part of town. So we're still in the same city where we're talking about a mental illness or something needs to be done to get that person in line. But when you're talking about having a social outpouring of directing negative attitudes and words and comments towards any individual, it's never going to be a right time to do that. And, you know, when we start opening Pandora's box, we can't ever control the end result. We can definitely start how we interact, but then it almost becomes like a mob mentality. And especially these last few years in this nation, it's only increasing where we say more and more negative things, and it's like the piling on of it is what's destroying the fabric of who we are as individuals and humanity. And there's no way I could ever say this is a right time to do that. It's never going to be a right time.
No. And I totally agree with that. Now, do I think that there are certain levels of muscle on a female that I find are less attractive than others? Without a doubt. But that is my opinion, and that is not opinion that I would share because it's not productive to anything. It's just my personal opinion. And just let me say that is an extreme, extreme amount of size, almost to the point where feminine features are no longer present. It's that extreme. But again, that's just my opinion. It's not one worth sharing because there would be nothing productive about it. And I think that's the difference. Everyone can have their opinion. You can feel however you want. But I think we're all in agreement that where you get to the point where you're just sharing that opinion to tear someone down versus build them up, it's not warranted. It's just not warranted. There never is a right situation for that. And we're getting to run short on time here, but I'm going to throw out this question, and Loretta, we'll go ahead and start with you. You know, all of these scenarios that we've been talking through tonight and, you know, just bouncing around together, how much do you think stereotypes play into the fact that, you know, these scenarios even exist?
I definitely agree that stereotypes play into it. We're conditioned from the time we're toddlers, you know. I didn't watch Disney as a toddler, as a child, but a lot of kids do and did. And you see the Cinderella stories and the princess stories that are portrayed, and every stereotype that is promoted in our society is for women to be smaller, depend on the man. Not that you can't depend on your man, but a lot of our attitudes about how a woman should look are based on stereotypes. And so I think that it's just time to like really break the mold and allow people to be who they are, and really, I would say, base your opinions about people on how they treat others, on how they act towards you, and not about how they look. And I really think the biggest factor that's, you know, the reason there's even a topic here today or the last show is the social media issues, that everyone feels like they're just going to be a keyboard warrior and be behind the screen typing all kinds of negative comments about someone you don't even know who actually has feelings, who feels success in what they've accomplished, no matter if it's a bikini athlete, someone who's lost 50 pounds, someone who's a physique athlete. No matter who it is, that person on the other side of the screen has feelings, and there's nothing that you are doing by criticizing somebody and their eating habits, their workout habits, their appearance that's going to be productive for you or them. So I feel like it's a time to really reflect on where you are mentally, if you're doing things like that, and see what you could do to better yourself and to better other people around you.
Misty?
Yeah, and I'll just continue with what the Rita says. You know, I think what I've found is important for myself is to always just listen to what my mama said. You know, if you can't say anything nice, don't say it at all, right?
And, I'm sorry, a water boy. I'm sorry.
So until people listen to their mamas and actually do that, I have found that I have to be happy with me. I have to be happy with the muscle that I have trained so hard to get. I have to be comfortable in my own body. Because there will always be people who are judging and don't listen to their mamas and will make those comments, especially, like Loretta said, on social media. So I have found that with comments here and there, I have found that they kind of just bounce off because I am comfortable in my own skin and knowing what I am doing as far as, you know, with muscle and how much muscle. And I'm enjoying that. So until, you know, people start listening to their mamas, man, I think, yeah, we just got to be happy and find ourselves.
All right. Kaylin?
Yeah, and I think this is something that we definitely need to address on this show since our listenership has grown so well. And I thank all listeners for this one. But the one thing that we have to remember is that suicide right now, is that in any other category, would be considered an epidemic. We've got suicides happening left and right. And the precursor to that is anorexia and bulimia. And these things exist because of fitness shaming. And this was in the past, and it could be dealt with because we had enough mental institutions to help the people who needed it. But that has been on a steady decline, and if you notice that as the mental institutions have declined, the suicide death rate has increased, and also the body, the onset of body harming happened from body shaming. So, you know, we have to be more careful, and I just can't understand how a nation that is supposed to care and love as much as we say can sit there and justify because this person is weak or playing the role of a victim or basically taking the value from their humanity because you still want to go ahead and say what you want to say because it doesn't hurt you as a person. We have to get to a different mindset, and if we're going to be a great nation, then please let us start being great individuals, not just the things that we're using to justify the wrong that we do.
And there you go. Just so much there, and so little time. So that, I am going to say thank you to all of our listeners for all of your great questions, for your engagement. I hope you have gathered something tonight from the words that have been shared. They're going to help you with the things that you are facing in your individual lives. I know one of you made the comment, you know, I feel like I should be stronger, but there are times that I just want to leave. And I think sometimes there are times that warrant that. Go ahead and leave, pull yourself back together, but just make sure that you come back to either the gym or the family function or whatever it is the next time, and just be a little more, you know, mentally and emotionally prepared. Make an investment in that so that you can occupy your space. Because whether it's a stranger, your best friend, or someone who you thought was a friend, or your family, you know, you deserve your place wherever that is, and no one should be able to force you from it. If you are not doing anything immoral, unsocially acceptable, you know, you're striving to have a healthier life, to be more fit, to be more active, to live your life to the fullest. And there's no crime in that. There's no sin in that. And you should never feel less for striving for that. So, Loretta, Misty, thank you, gals, so much. You know, we've had a lot of serious stuff here tonight, but we've also had a lot of great conversation. But I always like to end the show on an uptick, if at all possible. So I'd like you gals to dig however deep you have to go. Maybe it's not too deep. And just come up with one piece of positive thinking that you want to share with our listeners as we close tonight. And Misty, we'll start with you.
Oh, goodness. okay, well, you know, as far as...
Misty!
What? What?
I said we love you.
I love you! as far as, you know, being the ones who are fit shaming, I'm going to bring my dad into this, too. Since I brought my mama, my dad would tell me, you know, remember when you point your finger at someone else, you've got four pointing back at you. For those that are being fit shamed when around family or friends, it's how it's so important to get the mental game of, you know, what you are doing and what you are doing for yourself, and not to feel guilty about it, to know your goals, to know that what you are doing is making you a better friend, a better mother, a better wife, because you are taking care of you. You are becoming more healthy. You are happier. You have more energy. So just remember the positives in why you are doing this. And that seemed to help me kind of go through the negatives that were around me.
Very nice. Loretta?
Yes, great job, Misty. I say that your time may not be everyone else's time, and hopefully those around you will come along. And in the meantime, all you could do is be kind, be you. Don't lash out on those that are pulling you down. Just keep doing what you're doing and find a way to stay positive, because a lot of those people do really love you in their heart if they're close to you. If they're on social media, block them. Stay positive.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hear, hear to that. Ladies, thanks so much. Keep shining your lights.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kaylin, what's your positive piece of positioning for three P's there?
Well, I'm just going to throw this out there, and then I'll get to the positive part of it, and I'll make it real quick. A lot of the times the women are dealing with guys that are not really popular but are well-known throughout the gym, and that causes a great deal of discomfort that might make them not warrant speaking out against them because they don't want to go against the grain of popularity. I get that. But there's still going to be some uncomfortable in working out. You're uncomfortable when you work the weights, and you find a way to make it a success with gains, with good health. And you have to do the same thing with your mind as well, because it is a mental workout to deal with stressful people. And if we don't address that, then we don't improve as individuals and we don't mature. And if you want maturity, if you want responsibility, you have to find it in the tough and uncomfortable situations. And gym stalkers are some of the best examples of the worst case scenario. So if you can overcome that individual, male or female, then you actually improve and impress the people that are watching you improve and impress. So if you can find better in you, you will expose it. If you can find better in what you do, you will expose the people that are frauds, and they don't like that. So, yeah, you're going to deal with some jealous people. You're going to deal with some people that aren't comfortable with themselves. But deal with them anyway, because you're the one that needs to improve and you're finding the way to do it.
Awesome. Can say it better. Snickerdoodle?
Snickerdoodle, snickerfoodle. And you know what? It actually helps with my workout.
My PIC hashtag. So on behalf of myself, Kaylin, and the boys at P4P Muscle, your body is a temple. Let's build it.
With snickerdoodle.